Observe the host of mankind. How are they wretched? Why? Because they are not free. Why? Because the greedy multitude are driven by the unpredictable lust of their pleasures. And the sober few are allied in that art of their duty. Between which slaveries there is nothing to choose. Would you be happy? Then learn to act freely. Would you act freely? Then learn to ignore those twin tyrants of appetite and conscience. Therefore, I counsel you, master, take over the Turk to my consider her picture once more, and as you do so, reflect upon my words. In you, the panting slave pursues the fair innocent dame. Then caught in colder fetters woes, when office for a name, till all dishonored, sick, downcast, and failing in his wits, in virtue's narrow cell, at last the withered bondman sits. That man alone his faithful fears. For he alone is free, who chooses and who will, and makes his choice as destiny. Can foretell, nor law his past explain, whom neither passion may compel, nor